Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
You know, maybe Kamala Harris is just so used to running with someone who should honestly be in treatment for compulsive lying that it wouldn't be the same.
This is true.
It wouldn't be the same with Joe gone now. Anybody check in? Anybody check in, see if they found the remains of Uncle Bozy in New Guinea?
Former President Biden.
Causing an international incident. Yeah. We needed their help against China.
Yeah.
Instead, he enraged the leader of New Guinea by suggesting people who live there eat people.
Right.
When it turns out lying about what happened to his Uncle Bozy. Now we have Tim Walz. And this is, you know what this shows? She didn't vet him. She did not vet him, or she did, and she was so desperate for someone to run with her, she took him anyway. It's one of two. And if she didn't vet him, it was because nobody else was willing to do this. So she said, okay, you. The entire top tier, as I've documentedly, quietly dropped out of the running to be her running mate, with the exception of Josh Shapiro, and his case is sketchy. There are news reports out all day yesterday saying, hey, you know, he was beginning to have a bad feeling about this. Didn't want to do it after the interview right now. So I don't know if that's him covering up or what. Who knows? But everybody else quietly dropped out over the last 2 weeks. They got too busy. Wanted to finish their term. No time to run for vice president, said nobody ever. Unless the woman on the ticket's so bad, you've seen the internal polling, that you run for the hills. And I think this guy, while she needs somebody with significant status to run with her, I think he's a governor, and she needed somebody who'd do it. And he said, okay, I will. Well, you're looking at right now why you've never seen this man's face before. You don't recognize it like you would a Gretchen Whitmer, who's a top tier Democrat candidate. She's tier one, say for, you know, president. Same with Gavin Newsom. You could probably pick them out of a lineup. You can't pick Tim Walz out of a lineup because they've never put him forward. And this is why. Lying, stolen valor, unbelievable story. And when you see everybody he served with in the National Guard come forward and go, this guy is lying. We've called his office when he was governor. We've told him to stop. We've asked him to stop. We've asked him to stop claiming positions, that he achieved positions in the Guard that he didn't. And most outrageously, that he went to war with the other members of his National Guard unit when he did not. When he did not. So, Lee, this has been going on for a long time, okay? A long time. This has dogged him since at least 2018 in Minnesota. And yet, Joe Biden style, Joe Biden get caught in the most outrageous of lies. Oh, I got an award from Amtrak when I hit 1,000,000 miles. Oh, who gave that to you? Oh, this great guy. He's great. Turns out the guy was dead and had been for like 20 years when he supposedly awarded Joe this award. I mean, and then Joe just gets fact checked, keeps telling a story as if to make it real. Walz is the same way. She put up on the campaign website a clip of him lying about his military service. I don't know if they didn't realize it or the campaign staff that didn't bother to vet him, figure the media cover up whatever was out there. I don't know.
I think it's bad. I think it's the latter.
You think so?
Yeah, I really do because, you know, As you see, quickly after this emerged, you've already got Laura Ingraham with interviews with folks who had served with him. So these issues were known. I think the Republican strategist and machine there was aware of it, and they were ready for it and pounced on that immediately. And so they had to have known. And I think that they realized that this will get coverage on talk radio and Fox News and a few other conservative outlets. But the vast majority of the American electorate that doesn't get their news from TikTok or MSNBC or CNN, they're not going to hear about this. It's just not going to be a factor.
I don't know. Here's the thing. They can't think that anymore. Because
there's something called X, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, people are getting their news now. It is the number one most downloaded news app, and it's not even a news source, really, but it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And so This is a problem for them. You can't just send the FBI through the back door that they had built, and X had one too. It's shut now, to just make this go away and silence accounts that are talking about it. You can't. That's not going to work. Here's Tim Walz claiming he went to war. And what's so bad about this clip? He's using this supposed war service that he did in a war zone with a weapon of war that he carried to try to take away guns from me, you, and other veterans like my husband who have guns, who actually did serve and did not lie about their service.
I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back, and I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are.
Sorry, you didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Okay, here is, this is retired Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens. Okay. Behrens is the guy who, when Tim Walz was he was the Command Sergeant Major of his unit and had been promoted to that position conditionally.
Provisionally, yes.
Yeah, because you have to finish 2 years of training, but you sign something saying, I'll finish it. Here, give me the rank now, and I'll do it. It's like going to college for two years. So he signed it, happy to sign on, found out that his unit would have to go to Iraq and immediately retired. Okay, you can do that. Not real honorable, but all right, you can do that. You can leave your unit in the lurch because you don't want to go to Iraq. But then you lie and tell everybody that you went to a war zone, that you fought in a war, that you carried a weapon of war when you did not.
And had a rank that you did not complete the requirements for.
Because once he retired so as to avoid service in Iraq, he had not completed what he had signed the paper said he would do for the rank, so they demoted him.
Yet, he
continued, even on his governor's page in his campaign, claiming to have the rank.
Yeah.
So the members of his unit who fought in Iraq, and by the way, some of them died, have been following him around ever since. They call the governor's office. They call the media, take the rank down. No, you don't have that rank, bud. You got demoted. No, you didn't fight in a war. So this guy that I'm about to play for you assumed his position and took his National Guard troops to Iraq instead of Tim Walz going. So he actually went and did it. And he gives an interview and he's like, well, they call me up. Tim's retired. Do you want this rank? Do you want to go? And he said, I guess if nobody's going to lead, I will. So he goes to Iraq and he serves. And then he watches Tim Walz, governor of Minnesota, repeatedly take credit for doing what Command Sergeant Major Thomas Behrens actually had to step up and do because Tim Walz went AWOL. I mean, it's outrageous. Here he is responding to this clip. This is Laura Ingraham last night responding to this clip of Tim Walz claiming he went to a war zone with a gun.
I mean, if he thinks Italy was a combat zone or a war zone and he was carrying that in war, he's delusional. I mean, that was all said just like him saying he was a command sergeant major, just another way to embellish his career beyond what it was. Stolen valor for the people that actually were in war, and he's acting like he was in war. Well, yeah, he carried an M16 back when we were in, I don't know, maybe he never even had the thing out of the supply room in Italy. I would really doubt if he ever did. I don't think I ever had my weapon out in England, but I was out there making sure that they had food and making sure that they had a good place to sleep and made sure they're leave. I mean, that's what a first sergeant does. In a deployment like that, I mean, you're in charge of leave and passes and duty roster and different things like that. I doubt if he even took his damn rifle out in Italy.
He went to Italy, not Iraq.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean, continues to claim that he fought in a war. And all they're asking, the members of his unit who actually did go fight in that war, all they've been asking for years is for him to stop lying about it.
And Tom, you can serve 24 mediocre years and be in a frumpy uniform and do your 24 years, but that's not turning you into a super soldier that did what he thinks that makes it look like he did.
Wow. Right now on Twitter, all of these guys who actually did go to Iraq mm-hmm. are posting pictures of themselves in Iraq.
Yeah. With weapons of war,
saying, you know, here I am, not Tom Walls. You know what I mean? Not Tim Walls, excuse me. Here I am, I'm in Iraq.
Yeah.
I actually went, see?
Yeah.
And this is off. So here's what happens. This is where this gets crazy. So for the better part of 3-4 years, we've seen Joe Biden, when there's the slightest hard question, he comes out, makes a statement, takes no questions, and gives you his back, right? Joe Biden walking away, that would be the picture that would most define his presidency, the back of his head.
Walking would be being complimentary. I'd more like say shuffling.
Shuffling. All right. That's a little more accurate. Yeah. And walking away from hard questions and not taking them. Well, Kamala's begun to do that, too. The media fires questions at her after she makes a prepared statement. She turns, gives him her back, and walks abruptly away. Well, Tim Walz had to do that yesterday because the media was saying, hey, listen, J.D. Vance is out there. He served. He's saying, you stole valor. You are stolen valor. Could you respond? He's standing there. He's taking a photo op. As soon as the media asks that question, he walks away.
Governor!
Walks away. Walks mm-hmm. away. That, look, but last year, my daughter was in this class where it was actually really fast. It was a college class she took in high school. And she was studying the feudal system.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the whole family got into it because we learned a lot of things about Europe. It was European history. And it was really cool. This is exactly how the royals treated the serfs. They didn't feel, they felt like they had been given their positions by a divine right. So they didn't ever have to justify themselves or explain themselves to the peasants. They controlled every aspect of their lives. But there was never any justification, never any explaining, wasn't needed to the act. Mm-hmm. She's acting like she's royalty and like a royal back in feudal times. She never won a single vote. Not one. You know, you'd think the way she acts and the way he acts too, by extension now, that these people had won some sort of national election. She had to drop out of the primary before a single vote was cast. She never won an elector because she couldn't get the support in the polls and couldn't get the money. And she acts like she has been anointed by God the way royalty believe they were. What you're watching is the absolute opposite of democracy. I don't know if she's going to get away with it. And I can't imagine what kind of president she'd be if she does. Kids, I got some bad news for a lot of you, including my own. Summer is officially over. Been a lot of buzz about this new cell phone policy in Greenville County Schools. And there's a version of this in every school district now because it comes down from the top and they're letting them craft their own cell phone policies. But basically, they've been directed school boards, school systems in the counties across the state to nip use of cell phones during school hours in the bud. So for instance, for Greenville County Schools, this is what most of the school systems have adopted. Cell phones must be turned off during the school day, stored in backpacks. Turned on includes a device that's activated or set or programmed to ring, vibrate, or otherwise send or receive a signal. So they're supposed to be turned off. Students may not record video or take pictures of other students at any time. So this is being spun from the top, from Columbia. as, hey, you know, cell phones, studies show they're so distracting. They are. And cause all kinds of problems. They do. Kids get bullied now by other kids on social media, although taking the cell phones during the day won't stop that. It'll just do it after school. So this has been called a holistic cell phone policy. Love to hear from you parents. What do you think about this? My immediate reaction was no. Nah, this is bad. I know where it's coming from. I'll tell you exactly where it's coming from. This is coming from teachers groups and administrators. Why? So they won't be recorded in the classroom. That's why. So they won't be recorded in the classroom. So that parents can't get any more of a peek than they're already getting at what these teachers are ultimately doing. Yes, I get it's a distraction. I get all of that. And I'm sure that is part of it. I have no doubt about it. But the ultimate reason, they don't want them recorded. My kids have been in virtual for years. And my kids, I'll come home and they'll say, hey, my teacher said this, this, and this about climate change. And she's using Bill Gates' website as a source. And there's no counter source. And I'm like, show me. And we go right to it. I've gotten into it with a couple of teachers. Or I've helped my son to navigate it and sat down with him and go, no, okay, that, nope, that's fake. That was debunked. Here's some other information. Because I have found that out of Greenville County Schools, there's a lot of great teachers. And we have had wonderful teachers over the year that at the end of the year, I've been kind of a little teary-eyed to let them go. Because when somebody loves your kid, you can't help but love them. But we've had a lot of teachers who think it is their place. I shouldn't say a lot, a fair amount of teachers. It's getting gets worse every year. Who think it is their place to indoctrinate these kids. And I am here to tell you, because I actually see what these kids are learning. And some of the teachers that teach my kids in the virtual program, they're teaching yours during the day too. They're switch hitting back and forth. They have some virtual classes and some regular. Climate change propaganda is woven into every single subject. It is relentless. Last year, first day of school, my daughter's in Spanish class. Climate change. World's burning up. Gonna die. Say it in Spanish. That's how bad it is, okay? And every year, the teachers get younger as the older, more experienced ones. These are young wokes coming into the school system. And the stuff they are saying will shock you. And once I push back, if I'm, you know, hey, politely, saw this in your classroom, just wondering, you know, you interested in the other side of this, here we go. I notice it gets much better. Right away, bam. Parents watching, they know, hey, there's a mom tuned into what I'm saying. They're on their best behavior. Nips it in the bud. That is why they don't want the cell phones, because I'm telling you, the propaganda is getting worse and worse and worse. If your child is going to Greenville County Schools, they are getting a snootful of we need total government control to stop the planet from burning up. I'm actually personally amazed at how well, at how creative they are at weaving it into every dang subject. Oh, and there's a new kick too. I saw this for the first time last year. And it was threaded through assignments, but also in the teaching. This new idea they have. You know how the Ohio River runs, like, you know, all the way down, cuts all the way down across multiple states. We have a lot of rivers that do that. There's farming along the rivers. Well, when you farm, the fertilizer, the nitrogen goes into the river and then it ends up coming out the coast, right? They are teaching that we should stop growing food so the fish in the Gulf of Mexico don't die. I said to my son, what do you think happens when we stop growing food? They never say. And if you hint, it's not going to be pretty. See, but I can push back because I can see what he's learning. I not only see his assignments, I can go right back in the video. And that's what they don't want. I want those cell phones in school. I want them on and I want them in school. Look, folks, these kids should be able to record their teacher at any time. We put the cameras on the cops. They ought to be on the teachers too. If you could see the propaganda coming out and how they try to steal your child's mind, you'd agree. Well, it is day 18 for Kamala Harris. Where is she? No interviews with the media, none. Not a single question taken, not one. Folks, on Fridays, if you can't listen to the Battleground America podcast any of the day, listen on Friday. I get almost twice the listenership and I wrap the week up. So if you've had one of those crazy weeks where you wanted to listen, you know all this crazy stuff's going on, you wanted to catch up, you could always do that on Friday on the Battleground America podcast. And I call Friday the Insane Things podcast. I only do insane things we've never seen before. And they have to meet one of their qualifier, things that could change everything. You would think I couldn't do that every week, but the times that we live in, yeah. I actually managed to pull it off and wrap the week up pretty well because almost everything we see all week that's insane, the big news stories, have never happened before. And that's what we're seeing right now with Kamala Harris. In the modern television digital era, so I'd put that, what, last 67 years, we've never seen this before. I mean, that 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks after you announce for president, that's always called the honeymoon. You're out there, you want to talk to, you want to talk to as many, at least friendly media as you can. Get, you know, introduce yourself while people are paying attention because you're new. She's running the opposite way. 18 days, not a single thing said. From a woman who's never gotten a single vote nationally, not ever. Who we're told is the nominee because Joe Biden got pushed aside in a coup. Not one interview, not one unscripted question. She is up there on a teleprompter. What kind of presidency would this be? Folks, again, it would be more like a royal reign, like rule, than anything we've ever seen before. Look, Joe Biden promised he would appoint a woman of color, and he chose her. She didn't win a primary. She had to drop out before getting a single vote or a single delegate. Why? Because she was that unpopular. And now she's doing these rallies where she tells the protesters to shut up because she's talking. So here's how it is with Kamala. If you are one of the peasants, and particularly if you're one of the peasants criticizing her, whether I would agree with them or not, these were pro-Palestinian protesters. Your job is to shut up while Kamala talks at you. She's not going to talk with you. She's going to talk at you and tell you how it is. And she is apparently too good, too high and mighty to even speak to a fawning media who loves her and will cover for her. Take a listen to Kamala explaining she's the only one who talks and everyone else should shut up.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking. If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Wow. Now, if you want to get an idea for how these two think, Tim Walz is a big believer that there's no right to free speech. If what you are saying is misinformation, which would be anything that's true about Democrats, right? We know that. Or hate speech, which would be, again, anything that's true about Democrats. Here's Walz explaining you don't have a right to free speech. He's on, naturally, MSNBC. And he is now, unfortunately, at least for now, I mean, I don't know if he'll make it another week, her running mate.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. I think.
Yeah, there is. It's called the First Amendment. It's absolute. The exceptions are extremely narrow. can't threaten people, yell fire in a crowded theater. Otherwise, it's covered, honey. So let me recap. She doesn't deign to think she has to speak to you. Now Tim Walz is giving his back and running for reporters, asking about stolen valor because he lied. By the way, that's misinformation, isn't it? And his position is he should be able to take away your free speech if he believes it's hateful or it's misinformation, which, again, as we know, watching what the Democrats and the FBI, but then I repeat myself, the same group, have censored in the past, it's only been true things. That's what they call misinformation, true things. This is incredible, folks. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement text line. It's loaded with teachers commenting. I'm probably the only one, but as a parent, I've become a firm believer. I want my kid to have their phone in school and able to record. Because I've used that on multiple times. And I think if parents saw what I see, what's being taught in the classroom, not by all teachers, we have some great teachers, but the woke ones and their numbers grow every year, it'd turn your hair gray. So while I get that phones are a distraction and that's a downside, I agree with you. I want to keep teachers honest. And I think the only way to do it is if they know they could be filmed. And yes, the kids should be able to hold the phone up and record what you're saying. Look, for cops have to wear the camera, right? That's turned out great. It saved many police officers who were falsely accused, but it's also gotten some into pretty hot water who needed to be. Texter writes, Tara, my wife has been teaching in Greenville County for many years. She doesn't fit in with their new woke agenda and they're trying to push her out. I'm not surprised. I've seen it firsthand. And I've seen it on video, again, because my kids are in virtual. And it's wow. Texter writes, I had two students in Charlestown Center, the gifted and talented middle school for Greenville County. That's impressive. You have to really be smart to get in there. Wow, listen to this. I had to pull them out because every subject covered woke ideals, climate change, school activities during school hours were things like BLM marches around the school. I believe it. Now, it varies because some of these teachers push it to the max and the others are not doing that, but it's a problem. I want video. I want it. I hate that it has to come to this, but folks, to me, if you are a teacher, there are teachers out there now that come out of these education programs, not for the passion of teaching, but because they are doctrinaire Marxists and they can't wait to get in the classroom with your child and brainwash them. And that's why we need this. That's why we need this. Until they're willing to put the classes online, video them in some way so I as a parent can come in and see what you're teaching. Because I got to tell you, COVID was a wake-up call for me to begin to see what these teachers would teach. It's not all, again, it's not all of them. It's not even most of them. But I'd put it at about 25%. I am waiting. I expect to come home today and find out that somehow one of the teachers of my kids managed to work climate change propaganda into the first day. It happened last year in Spanish class. In Spanish class. Texter writes, we should have video in every classroom. Now the texter writes, every classroom should have two cameras in it where the parents can watch the kids and the teachers anytime they want. I agree with that too. I think that works great for daycares. Texter writes, we pay for the teachers. We should see at all times what is being said to our kids. I agree with you. I'm going to jump on. I've got 2 minutes here. Chris from Spartanburg is a teacher. She disagrees with me. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Tara. Well, you've sort of brought me back around because the point I was going to make is the phones need to go, but I have no problem at all with video in my classroom. In fact, I would welcome video in my classroom. I am fortunate. I do not teach in Greenville County. I don't think their policy will work. But they are a problem. And it's not a problem of videoing teachers. I don't think that's the reason why cell phones are being totally banned like that. And for the record, most districts have exactly the same policy. It's just not enforced as it should be.
And I gotta hit the road. Thank you for the work that you do teaching kids, because I know it's hard and it's not well paid. But yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree it could be a distraction, but we really increasingly need, it gets worse every year. We need to see what the teachers are doing. Well, it is day 18 for Kamala Harris. Where is she? No interviews with the media, none. Not a single question taken, not one. Folks, on Fridays, if you can't listen to the Battleground America podcast any other day, listen on Friday. I get almost twice the listenership and I wrap the week up. So if you've had one of those crazy weeks where you wanted to listen, you know all this crazy stuff's going on, you wanted to catch up, you could always do that on Friday on the Battleground America podcast. And I call Friday the Insane Things podcast. I only do insane things we've never seen before. And they have to meet one of their qualifier, things that could change everything. You would think I couldn't do that every week, but the times that we live in, yeah. I actually managed to pull it off and wrap the week up pretty well, because almost everything we see all week that's insane, the big news stories, have never happened before. And that's what we're seeing right now with Kamala Harris. In the modern television digital era, so I'd put that, what, last 67 years, we've never seen this before. I mean, that 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks after you announce for president, that's always called the honeymoon. You're out there. You want to talk to you want to talk to as many, at least friendly media as you can get, you know, introduce yourself while people are paying attention because you're new. She's running the opposite way. 18 days, not a single thing said. From a woman who's never gotten a single vote nationally, not ever, who we're told is the nominee because Joe Biden got pushed aside in a coup. Not one interview, not one unscripted question. She is up there on a teleprompter. What kind of presidency would this be? Folks, again, it would be more like a royal reign, like rule, than anything we've ever seen before. Look, Joe Biden promised he would appoint a woman of color, and he chose her. She didn't win a primary. She had to drop out before getting a single vote or a single delegate. Why? Because she was that unpopular. And now she's doing these rallies where she tells the protesters to shut up because she's talking. So here's how it is with Kamala. If you are one of the peasants, and particularly if you're one of the peasants criticizing her, whether I would agree with them or not, these were pro-Palestinian protesters. Your job is to shut up while Kamala talks at you. She's not going to talk with you. She's going to talk at you and tell you how it is. And she is apparently too good, too high and mighty to even speak to a fawning media who loves her and will cover for her. Take a listen to Kamala explaining she's the only one who talks and everyone else should shut up.
I'm here because we believe in democracy. Everyone's voice matters, but I am speaking now. I am speaking. If you want Donald Trump to win, then say that. Otherwise, I'm speaking.
Wow. Now, if you want to get an idea for how these two think, Tim Walz is a big believer that there's no right to free speech. If what you are saying is misinformation, which would be anything that's true about Democrats, right? We know that. Or hate speech, which would be, again, anything that's true about Democrats. Here's Walz explaining you don't have a right to free speech. He's on, naturally, MSNBC. And he is now, unfortunately, at least for now, I mean, I don't know if he'll make it another week, her running mate.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. I think.
Yeah, there is. It's called the First Amendment. It's absolute. The exceptions are extremely narrow. Can't threaten people, yell fire in a crowded theater. Otherwise, it's covered, honey. So let me recap. She doesn't deign to think she has to speak to you. Now Tim Walz is giving his back and running for reporters, asking about stolen valor because he lied. By the way, that's misinformation, isn't it? And his position is he should be able to take away your free speech if he believes it's hateful or it's misinformation, which, again, as we know, watching what the Democrats and the FBI, but then I repeat myself, the same group, have censored in the past, it's only been true things. That's what they call misinformation, true things. This is incredible, folks. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement text line. It's loaded with teachers commenting. I'm probably the only one, but as a parent, I've become a firm believer. I want my kid to have their phone in school and able to record. Because I've used that on multiple times. And I think if parents saw what I see, what's being taught in the classroom, not by all teachers, we have some great teachers, but the woke ones and their numbers grow every year, it'd turn your hair gray. So while I get that phones are a distraction and that's a downside, I agree with you. I want to keep teachers honest. And I think the only way to do it is if they know they could be filmed. And yes, the kids should be able to hold the phone up and record what you're saying. Look, for cops have to wear the camera, right? That's turned out great. It saved many police officers who were falsely accused, but it's also gotten some into pretty hot water who needed to be. Texter writes, Tara, my wife has been teaching in Greenville County for many years. She doesn't fit in with their new woke agenda and they're trying to push her out. I'm not surprised. I've seen it firsthand. And I've seen it on video, again, because my kids are in virtual. And it's wow. Texter writes, I had two students in Charlestown Center, the gifted and talented middle school for Greenville County. That's impressive. You have to really be smart to get in there. Wow, listen to this. I had to pull them out because every subject covered woke ideals, climate change, school activities during school hours were things like BLM marches around the school. I believe it. Now, it varies because some of these teachers push it to the max and the others are not doing that, but it's a problem. I want video. I want it. I hate that it has to come to this, but folks, to me, if you are a teacher, there are teachers out there now that come out of these education programs, not for the passion of teaching, but because they are doctrinaire Marxists and they can't wait to get in the classroom with your child and brainwash them. And that's why we need this. That's why we need this. Until they're willing to put the classes online, video them in some way so I as a parent can come in and see what you're teaching. Because I got to tell you, COVID was a wake-up call for me to begin to see what these teachers would teach. It's not all, again, it's not all of them. It's not even most of them. But I'd put it at about 25%. I am waiting. I expect to come home today and find out that somehow one of the teachers of my kids managed to work climate change propaganda into the first day. It happened last year in Spanish class. In Spanish class. Texter writes, we should have video in every classroom. Now the texter writes, every classroom should have two cameras in it where the parents can watch the kids and the teachers anytime they want. I agree with that too. I think that works great for daycares. Texter writes, we pay for the teachers. We should see at all times what is being said to our kids. I agree with you. I'm going to jump on. I've got 2 minutes here. Chris from Spartanburg is a teacher. She disagrees with me. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Tara. Well, you've sort of brought me back around because the point I was going to make is the phones need to go, but I have no problem at all with video in my classroom.
In fact, I would welcome video in my classroom. I am fortunate. I do not teach in Greenville County. I don't think their policy will work. But they are a problem. And it's not a problem of videoing teachers. I don't think that's the reason why cell phones are being totally banned like that. And for the record, most districts have exactly the same policy. It's just not enforced as it should be.
And I gotta hit the road. Thank you for the work that you do teaching kids, because I know it's hard and it's not well paid. I agree with you. It could be a distraction, but we really increasingly need, it gets worse every year. We need to see what the teachers are doing. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement text line. It's loaded with teachers commenting. I'm probably the only one, but as a parent, I've become a firm believer. I want my kid to have their phone in school and able to record. Because I've used that on multiple times. And I think if parents saw what I see, what's being taught in the classroom, not by all teachers, we have some great teachers, but the woke ones and their numbers grow every year, it'd turn your hair gray. So while I get that phones are a distraction and that's a downside, I agree with you. I want to keep teachers honest. And I think the only way to do it is if they know they could be filmed. And yes, the kids should be able to hold the phone up and record what you're saying. Look, for cops have to wear the camera, right? That's turned out great. It saved many police officers who were falsely accused, but it's also gotten some into pretty hot water who needed to be. Texter writes, Tara, my wife has been teaching in Greenville County for many years. She doesn't fit in with their new woke agenda and they're trying to push her out. I'm not surprised. I've seen it firsthand. And I've seen it on video, again, because my kids are in virtual. And it's wow. Texter writes, I had two students in Charlestown Center, the gifted and talented middle school for Greenville County. That's impressive. You have to really be smart to get in there. Wow, listen to this. I had to pull them out because every subject covered woke ideals, climate change, school activities during school hours were things like BLM marches around the school. I believe it. Now, it varies because some of these teachers push it to the max and the others are not doing that, but it's a problem. I want video. I want it. I hate that it has to come to this, but folks, to me, if you are a teacher, there are teachers out there now that come out of these education programs, not for the passion of teaching, but because they are doctrinaire Marxists and they can't wait to get in the classroom with your child and brainwash them. And that's why we need this. That's why we need this. Until they're willing to put the classes online, video them in some way so I, as a parent, can come in and see what you're teaching. Because I got to tell you, COVID was a wake-up call for me to begin to see what these teachers would teach. It's not all, again, it's not all of them. It's not even most of them. But I'd put it at about 25%. I am waiting. I expect to come home today and find out that somehow one of the teachers of my kids managed to work climate change propaganda into the first day. It happened last year in Spanish class. In Spanish class. Texter writes, we should have video in every classroom. Another texter writes, every classroom should have two cameras in it where the parents can watch the kids and the teachers anytime they want. I agree with that too. I think that works great for daycares. Texter writes, we pay for the teachers. We should see at all times what is being said to our kids. I agree with you. I'm going to jump on. I've got 2 minutes here. Chris from Spartanburg is a teacher. She disagrees with me. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Tara. Well, you've sort of brought me back around because the point I was going to make is the phones need to go, but I have no problem at all with video in my classroom. In fact, I would welcome video in my classroom. I am fortunate. I do not teach in Greenville County. I don't think their policy will work. And
But they are a problem. And it's not a problem of videoing teachers. I don't think that's the reason why cell phones are being totally banned like that. And for the record, most districts have exactly the same policy. It's just not enforced as it should be.
And I gotta hit the road. Thank you for the work that you do teaching kids, because I know it's hard and it's not well paid. I agree with you. It could be a distraction, but we really increasingly need, it gets worse every year. We need to see what the teachers are doing.